This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sean Cudahy joins me live in studio. He was an editor at the student newspaper in Albemarle High School. He is a graduate of Albemarle High School and headed to American University this fall, where he plans to double major in politics and journalism. As former editor of the student newspaper, he oversaw the publication of an editorial in the last issue of the newspaper this spring that, well, you tell me, Sean, what was it? I mean, what was the story that was at the center of this controversy?
Well, the opinion piece, it was supposed to create a dialogue on how the state or county could better save money by. And the way they suggested doing this was by allowing student athletes to opt out of physical education class. It was a piece that back in January, the principal had actually said that he was looking for ways. He wanted feedback from the whole Albemarle High School community and the whole Albemarle County community on how we could better save money. And this was sort of another suggestion on how we could save some money.
So the administration asked for ideas. And in this student editorial, this was one idea that at least one student was putting forth.
Well, they asked for ideas back in January and February when I'm sure you guys talked about on this program. They're making a big schedule change. They're making all sorts of different budget cuts in the next year. The idea of trying to find different ways to save money has been on the agenda of the whole community for the last several months. So this was a suggestion on how we could do that.
And the suggestion specifically was that varsity athletes need not participate in PE, and maybe we can cut down on our PE budget and not have as many PE teachers in classes. Is that the idea?
Exactly. Yeah. It talked a lot about how the amount of – it had a lot of numbers on the amount of time that student athletes spend in their sports practices, games, and how PE class really just was not a necessity for those kids.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Cudahy, former editor of the student newspaper. What is the name of the paper, by the way?
It's The Revolution.
The Revolution. Okay. Now, when you okayed this, when you edited this editorial and put it in the newspaper and said, yeah, we're going to run with this, did you realize before it ran, oh, this is really controversial and this might upset the administration?
No, not at all. I've talked to quite a few people about this. We've definitely ran more controversial articles in past years. That's kind of the funny thing. And we really haven't had any type of controversy past some letters to the editor that we've received, which is certainly the number one way to respond to an article in our paper. I knew that it could potentially make some people a little upset because it's a new idea, and whenever you bring up a new idea, there's going to be some people that are going to like it more than others.
Yeah.
But I did not think it was going to bring to the table nearly as much controversy
as it did. Tell me when you first realized that there was a controversy, that there was a problem. Where were you, and what happened?
I was at home. It was Thursday, May 20th. We were scheduled to release the paper that afternoon. I was actually headed out of town, so I had left school early that day, and they were supposed to distribute, and I get a phone call from Ellie Leach, who is our incoming editor in chief, and she said, "They're not letting us publish." My first reaction was, "Well, what are you talking about? Why would we not be allowed to publish?" And then I end up 45 minutes later going to a meeting with my advisor, the PE department head, and our principal.
Where was that meeting held?
It was held in the principal's office.
Tell me what happened.
It was a very quick meeting. We never actually even sat down, and we talked. They said that they felt like the article was disruptive, and that they just didn't want this published. So,
and who is saying this? And who's saying this? And who are they saying it directly to you? To the advisor for the newspaper?
I mean, it was kind of a discussion just sort of around the table,
yeah.
Not directly to any specific
person.
And was
it the principal talking or the head of the PE department?
There lots of people talked. The principal, I actually asked the PE department head specifically, I said, "Do you think this would be disruptive to PE?" And she said, "Yes," which, thinking back on that, I mean, obviously, I'm not really sure how this article could possibly be disruptive, but that's a whole other issue. Then our advisor decided that she agreed with the principal that it would be disruptive, and it wasn't really worth publishing this article.
We're talking with Sean Cudahy. He was the past editor, the immediate past editor of The Revolution, the student newspaper at Albemarle High School. He graduated from Albemarle this spring and is headed to American University this fall. He okayed an editorial recently, and that editorial, well, tell me what happened. I mean, when they said at this meeting, we're not going to allow you to distribute this issue of The Revolution, what did you understand when you left the meeting would happen to the issues?
Well, the principal actually, his exact words was he was going to leave it up to our advisor. But I had heard that earlier in the day he had actually said that that we would not be allowed to publish. And then I think he ended up leaving it up to our advisor. Although I wouldn't be surprised if that was if that was a result of some legal advice that he had gotten to not specifically say you can't publish. But I left the meeting with the understanding, because this is what was said, that we were not publishing because the article would be a disruption to PE class.
Now, this is the farewell issue, right? This is the final issue of the year?
Yes, final issue of the year. We were publishing our huge list of where all the college seniors were going. There's all sorts of really interesting stuff that we wanted people to see.
Yeah. So what happened to the newspaper? What happened to that final issue? Was it destroyed?
The papers that had the controversial article were destroyed. We ended up publishing a week later without the article after the seniors had actually left.
So you did manage to publish that issue, but you had to take out the editorial.
Yeah, we found some way to fill some space. We rearranged some things and published without the editorial.
Yeah. So then what happened? I mean, word got out about it, right?
It did. I talked to The Hook. They were the first newspaper that I talked to, and I talked to them probably June. I guess it must have been around June 10th. It was a couple days after our AHS graduation, and which was on June 5th. And the reason I waited a couple weeks before I talked to anybody was because I've heard that it's a good thing. I was very upset when the issue was withheld. And I didn't really have a whole lot of opportunity to argue or anything. I wasn't in a place where I was really even allowed to do that. And so I wanted to wait a while, make sure that I wasn't just acting out of, you know, anger or anything like that. And I talked to some different people that I knew would give me sound advice. And I consulted a lawyer at the Student Press Law Center to make sure that I had my legal facts correct, what my rights were as a student journalist. And then I talked to The Hook. Their story came out the following week, I guess June 17th, it was released online, and then in the next 2 days, I had all sorts of different requests for interviews.
Yeah. Let's open up the phone lines at 977-1070. I'm interested if any of the listeners have an opinion about this story that happened at Albemarle High School. So what happened, Sean? And we're talking with Sean Cudahy, who was the editor of The Revolution that actually attempted to publish this editorial, which, if I understand it now, just to make sure, because I've read it and I read it on the air, it just criticized... It didn't criticize. It was suggesting that one way to cut back the budget for the school would be to cut back the number of required PE classes for those students who are already participating in athletics, in varsity sports. And we could argue that round, we could argue that square, but it was literally just a suggestion, right?
That's correct. And
it didn't call anybody names. It didn't say this is a waste of time. It didn't. It just said, hey, here's an idea, a place where we might be able to save some money. And it sounds to me like some of the PE teachers saw that and rushed to the principal.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you kind of jumped away from the word criticism there, and I would say that's definitely correct. It's in no way criticizing. It is simply a suggestion, like you said. You know, one of the great things about a newspaper in school, one of the most important functions, is to serve as a student voice and to serve as a way to bring to the table different forms of different discussions. And, you know, I think that's just what this article was doing. Like you said, I think the PE teachers saw it. They were upset. The principal, actually, we had our papers delivered to the school from our printer, and I think the principal, he just grabbed a paper off the top of the stack when they were dropped off in front of the school. He read the article, showed it to the PE teachers, and basically they freaked.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Cudahy, graduate of Albemarle High School. So after all the press now, what was the fallout of the press? Any can you take us behind the scenes about any conversations or anything that happened, or perhaps even set the record straight on some of the things, because there were a lot of articles and a lot of attention paid to this story.
There were. I mean, I was surprised as to how much attention this got. Well, one thing I'll say in terms of conversation behind the scenes, I don't have a whole lot to say about that because there hasn't been any. You might be surprised to hear that I have literally received a grand total of zero phone calls, emails, anything from any Albemarle County administrators, which is sort of appalling to me that we're in the midst of this huge discussion. I've been in their school system. I was in their school system for 12 years, and not even an email, which is it's just a little surprising to me. But and then as far as the
and
press,
an email that would say what? What are you
I don't
like
say anything that I was you're wrong, you're right. And certainly, I mean, no, certainly no apologies. I think this story got so much attention, and I think it would have been much less of a story if the if Albemarle County had just stood up and said, yes, we apologize, we were wrong. But instead, they went into this cycle of where they've really had three to four different versions of their story. They've said that we withheld publication because there were typos. They said we withheld because of the timing of the article that people wouldn't have time to respond. Which is, I mean, if somebody wanted to bring that argument to the table, I could listen to that. I'm not sure that it would be a reason not to publish, but I could listen to that. But I can tell you, I was in that meeting, and that was never a reason for not publishing, as the typos either that they talked about. You know, if typos were such a big deal, why would we not wait a week and then just republish without the typos?
So you think the administrators, as they were quoted in some of the local press, weren't being very genuine about what really happened?
No, I mean, I think they all of a sudden this went to the press. They weren't expecting it, and they just kind of scrambled to find a reason, a different reason, an excuse for why we didn't publish. And in doing that, they just came up with we've heard them go with three to four different versions of why we didn't publish, all of which are just not true.
Yeah. When they told you at the meeting that they weren't going to allow you to distribute this edition because they thought it would be disruptive to the PE department.
And yeah, when I say that the reason why we didn't distribute was because they said the article was disruptive, that's not a guess, assumption, anything like that. It's a fact. I was in that meeting when they made that decision.
It had nothing to do with typos.
And there were typos, but every edition of a paper has
it's
typos.
A student newspaper, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's a student newspaper. I mean, we've never had. I would love to see an issue that doesn't have typos sometime. That's what we always shoot for. But unfortunately, that's just kind of what happens.
Sean Cudahy is the former past editor of The Revolution, the student newspaper at Albemarle High School, the last edition of which was destroyed and had to be edited by the administration because they did not like a student editorial regarding the PE department and the required number of PE classes, and suggested a way to cut down on the school budget might be to lose some of the PE teachers. And I can tell you, you said it would have been much less of a story. There would have been no story if they had just run the issue as is. There wouldn't have been a story.
Certainly, yeah.
You wouldn't be sitting here. There wouldn't have been a story if they had just let free press do its thing and let the students put the ideas out there. There would have been nothing. Betty's on the line. Betty, real quick, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate Sean, and really I think he's done an excellent job in how he's handled this, and I want to assure him that there are typos in the New Yorker, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and, of course, the Daily Progress. So I really admire what you're doing and giving interviews, and thank you. I think you're doing a great service for the community.
Betty, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And Sean Cudahy, good luck at American University this fall.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here and sharing the story with us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.